Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be playing some of the few recordings that one of modern jazz's most notable and unique musicians made when he wasn't sitting in the leader chair. It's Side Monk, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Gigi Grice from the 1955 album Nika's Tempo performing a Thelonious Monk composition, Breaksake, with Monk on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, a lesser-known Monk tune that the pianist would revisit years later for the album It's Monk's Time. We're playing the recordings that pianist Thelonious Monk made as a sideman on this edition of Nightlights. Monk, who was born October 10, 1917 in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, eventually became an icon of modern jazz, as well as one of its most recorded composers. For the first 40 years of his life, however, he received little notice or esteem beyond the immediate circle of his peers in the jazz world. His singular sound on the piano, his desire to stay and play primarily in New York City, and his unorthodox compositions that sounded like urban spirituals filtered through stride and bop, nodding at some strange deity of cool, all contributed to the relatively low profile he had until the late 1950s, when his star suddenly ascended into a wider popular culture. Monk's unique style was so strong that it's not surprising he rarely performed as a sideman. As pianist Rand Blake noted, there's never any doubt who's at the keyboard. It may be a delayed attack on a chord, a cluster that pounces like a tornado, or a jagged snippet that asserts itself under a number of guises. It's Monk's world, and most listeners end up being happy to be there. Monk's modern musical vision began to manifest itself in 1941 at Minton's, the legendary incubator of bop in Harlem, and there are a number of primitive recordings from the club featuring musicians such as guitarist Charlie Christian and tenor saxophonist Don Byas, where Monk is said to be present, his emerging style faintly recognizable. We're going to start with the first studio record on which Monk appeared as a sideman. It was a role he would play only a few times throughout his career, this time with tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, who would appear as a sideman himself with Monk 13 years later. We'll also hear a broadcast from the brief period Monk spent as the pianist in Dizzy Gillespie's 1946 big band, doing a tune that I think you'll probably find familiar. First, here's Coleman Hawkins doing Flyin' Hawk on Nightlights. Mm-hmm. Pianist Thelonious Monk in the rhythm section of Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band from a 1946 broadcast from the Spotlight Club in New York City, doing the not-yet-a-classic Monk tune, Round Midnight. Before that, we heard tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins doing Flyin' Hawk in 1944 with Monk on piano, Edward Robinson on bass, and Denzel Best on drums from the Hawkins CD Bean and the Boys. Thelonious Monk was sometimes referred to as the High Priest of Bebop, but as one writer has pointed out, whereas most pianists of the bop era played sparse chords in the left hand and emphasized fast, even eighth and sixteenth notes in the right hand, Monk combined an active right hand with an equally active left hand, fusing stride and angular rhythms. In an era when fast, dense, virtuosic solos were the order of the day, Monk was famous for his use of space and silence. As a composer, he was less interested in writing new melodic lines over popular chord progressions than in creating a whole new architecture for his music, one in which harmony and rhythm melded seamlessly with the melody. Still, Monk deserved the nickname because he was widely admired and influential among bop musicians, including fellow pianist Bud Powell and saxophonist Charlie Parker. In 1950, jazz impresario Norman Granz brought Monk into the studio with two of the bop revolution's leading lights, Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. The date has long been regarded with mixed critical opinion, almost entirely because of the drummer chosen, Buddy Rich, whose hyperkinetic, exhibitionistic approach is usually deemed stylistically inappropriate. And it's hard not to think that Max Roach or Roy Haynes might have been a better choice for such a meeting of musical minds. Still, the date exudes modernistic vitality, and it gives us our only chance to hear Monk playing with Parker and Gillespie in a studio setting. We'll also hear Monk as a sideman with alto saxophonist Gigi Grice, first with Parker and Gillespie doing Bloom Dito on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Gigi Grice performing his composition Nika's Tempo from the CD of the same name, backed by Thelonious Monk on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded in 1955. Before that, alto saxophonist Charlie Parker and trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie doing Bloom Dido with Monk on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums, recorded in 1950 from the Verve CD Bird and Diz. We'll have more of Thelonious Monk as a sideman in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Side Monk on Nightlights. Playing the sideman recordings of pianist Thelonious Monk on this edition of Nightlights. Monk made only a handful of such recordings throughout his career, and undoubtedly the most famous is his Christmas Eve 1954 date with trumpeter Miles Davis and several members of the Modern Jazz Quartet. This session has passed into jazz legend because of the apparent tension on display between Monk and Davis, who wanted Monk to lay out or not play while Davis was soloing. The story went that the pianist and trumpeter came to blows, though witnesses such as Ira Gittler discounted it. Davis dismissed this story in his autobiography, saying that Monk would have thrown him through a wall if Davis had tried anything, and Monk himself affirmed that Miles had got killed if he hit me. The myth was fueled by a version of The Man I Love that was released from the session, in which Monk's spoken uncertainty about where to come in causes the music to halt and an exasperated Davis to tell engineer Rudy Van Gelder, "Hey Rudy, put this on record, all of it." We're going to hear a Milt Jackson composition from the session, Bag's Groove, which features a 2.5-minute-long improvisation by Monk that French critic André Odier called the first formally perfect solo in the history of jazz. Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, and Bag's Groove on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Miles Davis and pianist Thelonious Monk doing Bag's Groove from their only recorded studio encounter, with Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Jazz writer Mark Myers describes Jackson's vibes on that date as sounding like ice cubes dropping into a crystal glass. From the Miles Davis CD, Bag's Groove. 7 months later, Monk and Davis would appear together at Newport and perform Round Midnight, a moment that some have seized upon as Davis's return to the limelight after struggling with drug problems for several years. And Davis would speak highly of Monk in subsequent interviews. Thelonious Monk would make no further sideman appearances after 1958, save for his participation in the collective Giants of Jazz tour in 1971. He recorded and performed frequently throughout the 1960s as a leader, but spent the last 10 years of his life in a nearly silent withdrawal from the world, passing away in 1982. We'll close with music from two musicians who appeared on Monk's Riverside 1957 LP, Brilliant Corners, a record widely considered to be one of the pianist's masterpieces. One was trumpeter Clark Terry, for whom Monk had a high regard, so much so that he agreed to do a sideman appearance for Terry's 1958 In Orbit album. The other was tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins, who had worked with Monk on numerous occasions from the late 1940s on, and who was able to enlist the pianist's services as a studio sideman twice, not a claim any other musician could make. Rollins was blunt about his admiration for Monk, referring to him as my idol, and the two had an undeniable musical empathy. We'll hear the two of them performing Reflections after this, Clark Terry and Thelonious Monk doing In Orbit and Moonlight Fiesta on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
We close with tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins and Reflections from his Blue Note album Volume 2 with Thelonious Monk on piano. Before that, trumpeter Clark Terry from his 1958 Riverside LP In Orbit doing the title track and Moonlight Fiesta with Monk on piano as well. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Jim Sangre. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs, view playlists, and read jazz news and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.